before I drew a breath, He was making ways for me. Now and every day, in each and every step, He is making ways for me. Before I knew my name, before I drew a breath, He was making ways for me. Now and every day, in each and every step, He is making ways for me. My heart is full of doubt, feels like faith is running out. I've come too far to turn around. I know God will work it out. God will work it out. One thing I know, one thing I found, God will work it out. God will work it out. God will work it out. One thing I know, one thing
Be
saving right now. Yes, he's touching right now. My God is working right now.
He's working.
Yes, he's working right now.
He's touching every life, touching every.
He's saving right now. The Lord is working right now.
His
I believe
healing.
It. He's working right now. Yes, he's working right now. He will do it for you. He's working right now.
Like he did in time.
My God is saving right now.
He will do it again.
Yes, he's touching right now.
Touching
all you need is to believe. He's working right now. Just believe in him. Take hold of the word. He's working right now. Yes, he's working right now. My God is saving right now. He's saving right now.
God is working now. God is working now.
My life, over my situation. One thing I know, this I have found, you are at work. Even now, for my sake, you are at work. Oh Jesus, thank you. My creator, I know, Lord, you are at work. Thank you, Jesus. Rupa Santaya. Ask the Lord Jesus not to pass you by. Jesus, when on others you are calling, when on others you are attending to, please do not pass me by. Do something new in my life. As I call upon your name this day, you have assured me that if I will call upon your name, I will be saved. Saved from sin. Saved from self. Saved from the works of the devil. Saved from the whims and caprices of agents of darkness. I call upon you this day, and I know you are at work. As I call upon you, you will perfect that which concerns me. Lord Jesus, it is because of you we are gathered here this day. It is because you love us. It's because you care so much for us. Thank you for we are your property. Thank you for all that you have started to do already. And the ones you will yet do. Lord, we bring you thanks and praise. We exalt your name. Receive all the glory. As we extol your name, as we glorify your name, glorify yourself in our lives. Meet us at our point of need. For you are the covenant-keeping God. This day is the day of covenant, and you are faithful. Glorify your name in the midst of your church, in the lives of every one of us. Let it be that at the end of this service this morning, we all go home rejoicing in you, testifying of your faithfulness, of your goodness, and of your intervention in our lives. Receive all the glory and praise. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. In Jesus' name we have prayed. The title of the exaltation the Lord laid upon my heart is Jesus Christ, Savior and Lord. Jesus Christ, Savior and Lord. I repeat, Jesus Christ, Savior and Lord. Jesus is the sweetest name I know. Oh, he's always just the same. Oh, praise his holy name. That is the reason why I love.
The sweetest name I know.
Oh yes,
the sweetest
Of our lives. We declare you Lord over our lives. You are the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. You do not change. You are the Son of the Most High God. Oh, the one who is exalted above all names. We bow at your feet this hour. We declare you Lord over every situation, because so you are. Over every circumstance, you are lifted high over them all. From generation to generation, from age to age, you remain God, Lord, and King. You created all for your pleasure. You have created all things for your glory. For your pleasure, and they were and they are created for your own pleasure. You created us that we may show forth your praise in the land of living. Lord, your praise will not cease from our lives. You will continually receive praise, worship, thanksgiving, and adoration from us in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord. As we look into your perfect law of liberty, dear Holy Spirit, we pray, expound your word into our hearts. Cause us to see your word the way you want us to see it. Let your word transform our life. We seek for the revelation of Jesus much more than we have ever known. Reveal yourself to our hearts, O Jesus. Reveal yourself to us, and we shall be changed. We shall be changed. Because you love us. To you be all the glory and praise. In Jesus' mighty name, we have worshipped. Hallelujah. Jesus Christ, Savior and Lord. I'm sure majority of us, if not all of us, are here this morning because of Jesus. Jesus literally means Joshua. Yahweh saves, or salvation is from Yahweh, the Almighty God. Jesus is the Christ, the Greek term for the anointed one. So Christ means the anointed one, the Messiah. In Hebrew, it's called Messiah, Amasiah. Messiah, Amasiah, Jesus the Christ. Jesus the Christ. And Lord means Jesus is Lord. That is, curious, one who has power and authority. When you say Lord, you are acknowledging the power and the authority of Jesus. That's why Philippians 2:5-11, from verse 9, says, therefore, God the Father has given him a name. He has highly exalted him and given him a name that is above every other name, that at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow, every tongue should confess of things in heaven and on earth, that Jesus is Lord. And this morning, every contrary Lord in your life must bow to the name of Jesus. Every contrary power that is holding sway against your life today, they must release their hold upon your life in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Because Jesus has come this morning to deliver, to save, to set free by his anointing. He will reach out to you in the name of Jesus. Jesus is the Word of God who created all things. Jesus created all things. Jesus Christ of Nazareth created all things. Right from the book of Genesis, we see this. And in John chapter 1, verses 3 and 4. John chapter 1, verses 3 and 4. All things were made by him, and without him was not anything made that was made. In him was life, and the life was the light of men. In him, in Jesus, is the light that has come to lighten the life of every human being. Whether they like it or not, even the unbelievers out there, or even here, peradventure you have not received Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. Whether you like it or not, whether the devil likes it or not, Jesus Christ is Lord. And a day is coming. One day, that day, they will bow to him as Lord. Jesus Christ is the Lord. He is fully God and man. This is a mystery. Jesus Christ is fully God and man. And that was why the Jews were always quarreling with him when he acknowledged himself as the Son of the living God. That he equated himself with God. And so they didn't like him at all. That who is this coming to equate himself with Yahweh, the Almighty God? Jesus Christ is very unique in all respects. You can't compare him with any other. Jesus Christ is fully God and man. He transcends time and space. He's been before the world was created. He's been with the Father. He came into the world, given birth to through the virgin birth. He resurrected from death. So you can see he passed through the sphere that human beings will normally pass and came out victorious. Every human being is born by the union of a man and a woman. We all know that. But Jesus Christ came not by the union of man and a woman, but by the Holy Ghost. The Father, the Son united. And Jesus came and took off this human flesh in order that he may deliver human beings from the clutches of the devil. What happened in Genesis chapter 3, which we are very familiar of. So Jesus Christ took off this flesh, and the most dreaded phenomenon in human's life, which is death, Jesus Christ subjected himself to it, and he came out victorious. Hallelujah. If Jesus did not rise up from death, then he would have just been like any of these religious leaders that have been mentioned today. But Jesus Christ transcended the natural process of giving birth. He transcended the natural way of existing this world, and he came out triumphantly. And when he came out from death, he took captivity captive and gave gifts to men. And he ascended to heaven to his Father. And he said to Mary, I'm going to my Father and your Father because you have come to believe in me. And as many as have come to believe in the Lord Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior, we have the hope of being with him in heaven. Do you have that hope? I believe so. You should have it. Because he has the power. He said, I have the power to lay down my life and to pick it up. He has the power. So, he transcends time and space. He had existed. You know, when he told the Jews in John chapter 8, verse 58, John 8, 58, Jesus said to them, most assuredly I say to you, before Abraham was, I am. Before Abraham was, I am. That was one of the things that infuriated the Jews who were listening to him. How can you are less than 33 years old, and you are saying before Abraham, our forefathers, our progenitor was, you were. He didn't say, I was. He said, I am. The I am that is I am. Remember what Moses asked God. When God told him, go back to Egypt and go and deliver my people. He said, when I get there, who should I tell them sent me? God said, tell them I am has sent you. And Jesus Christ is saying the same thing here. I am. I am. I am. That's why Hebrews 13 verse 8. Hebrews 13 verse 8 says, Jesus Christ, the same, yesterday, today, and forever. Jesus Christ, the same, yesterday, today, and forever. Jesus Christ is the absolute fundamental to the Christian faith. Jesus Christ is the absolute fundamental to Christian faith. The absolute fundamental. Now you notice that every other religion, be it Buddhism, Islam, any think of any other religion, there are persons, these persons, Buddha, Mohammed, Shinto, come, name them by whatever name. Everything about them is that when you take them away, their religion still stands. Do you realize that? They are dead and gone. Their religion stands. But because they have a God that they project, which is not God actually. But for us, Jesus Christ is the beginning and the end of Christianity. Take away Christianity. Then take away Christ and Christianity collapses. I hope you know that. Christianity stands as the only religion, if you use the word religion, that stands the test of time, because Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. It is by the name of Jesus Christ that all things have come into being. It is through Him that we are who we are. He is the absolute fundamental to our Christian faith. Everything about Christianity therefore rises or falls in the person of Jesus Christ. Everything about Christianity rises or falls about Jesus Christ. So if you claim that you are a Christian but you are ashamed of the name of Jesus, then you are fallen already. You are ashamed to call the name of Jesus in the public, in the classroom, in the marketplace. Name it. If you are afraid or ashamed of calling Jesus as your Lord and Savior, He said it clearly. I will also be ashamed of you before my Father. That means you can't get to my Father. You can't come near me. So if you are claiming that you are a Christian and the name of Christ is not always in your tongue, you are deceiving yourself. You don't love this Jesus passionately to the point of being bold to tell people out there about Him. Then you are falling. You have fallen. I pray that you will arise this day and cherish this name above every other name and embrace Jesus as your Lord and Savior. You remember we said Lord means one with authority and power. Not just some authority and power, but absolute, total authority and power. And His name will work for you today in the name of Jesus Christ. Men and brethren, Jesus Christ offers us three things in His office as Savior and Lord. When you call Him Savior, Lord, there are three basic things that this accomplishes for us. One, He pardons, that is, forgives our sins, because He has the right to wipe away all our sins. Jesus Christ is the only one that has that power to wipe away our sins. That's why in Mark chapter 2 verse 5, when that paralytic man was brought to Jesus by his friends, they bore through the ceiling of the house, they laid him before Jesus Christ, before the crowd. And everybody was watching what will happen. And the first thing Jesus Christ said was that, "Thy sin is forgiven you." Because of their faith, the faith of his friends that brought him, he said, "Your sins have been forgiven." Because that was the primary cause of his ailment. Your sins are forgiven. And they were watching. Who has the power to declare forgiveness of sin? Sin, known and unknown sins that the man must have committed. They have been forgiven. And that is why in Acts chapter 5, verse 30, 31. Acts 5, 30, 31. Peter told the brethren and the people listening, the God of our father, that was in the house of Cornelius, raised up Jesus, whom you slew and hanged on a tree. Stephen. Him had God exalted with his right hand to be what? To be a prince and a savior. For to give repentance to Israel and forgiveness of sin. So if one has not accepted Jesus as his or her Lord and Savior, the person's sins are still held against him or her. He is both Lord and Savior. So he wipes away all our sins, as many as we come to him or have come to him. Secondly, Jesus Christ has purchased us. He did not just save us from sin and leave us there, but he purchased us, he buys us completely from the world to make us his property. Brethren, I pray the Holy Spirit will open your eyes of understanding to see and to know who you actually are, if indeed you are born again. Jesus took you, he paid the ransom for the salvation of your soul and to bring you to himself. He buys us completely from the world to make us his property. He takes care of his property. Are you God's property? Are you Jesus' property? Maybe somebody is not understanding me. Are you his property? Are you Jesus' property? I am. And if you are Jesus' property, he's always willing to take care of you. Who amongst us has a cherished property and will not take good care of it? Don't let the devil preach to you that God has forgotten you, or you are inconsequential. You do not mean anything to him. No, no, no. That is the lie of the devil. You are very precious to him because you are his property. That's why when we are sick, he heals us. If there is any attack or there is affliction or trouble, he delivers us from them all. And he supplies all our needs according to his riches in glory. When we call upon him, he will always say, "Here am I, my son, my daughter." He is. That's why Paul told the Corinthian Christians, reminding them in 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 20. 1 Corinthians 6, 20. He said, "For you were bought at a price. Brother, sister, you were bought at a price." You did not just get born again for getting born again sake. But you were bought. Jesus did not just forgive you your sins. The devil could have still laid claim over you. But he paid the price. And that price was his own life, his own flesh, his own blood. He laid down his life for your sake, for my sake. So it says in that passage, "For you were bought at a price." Therefore, what should be our responsibility? Glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God's. That is, your body and your spirit are God's property. You are no longer yourself. You are no longer your own. And that's why we keep on reminding us, brethren, that if indeed you claim you are born again, you cannot just do things anyhow, like the people that do not know Christ. You are born again, then you are his property. Your spirit and your body are his. Don't join those who say, "Well, it's my spirit that is born again. My flesh, whatever I like, I can do with my body. You will give account. You cannot afford to treat your body anyhow. So when we tell us, oh, don't do this, don't put on that, like the people of the world, you think this the church is too hard on you. No, you are no longer your own. You have been purchased by Jesus. He has rescued you. He has paid ransom over your life. Why will you still behave as if you are under the captivity of the devil? It is those who call themselves Christians who are still under the captivity of the devil that always look at the unbelievers and want to be like them. You want to go back to the captivity from where you have been delivered? God forbid. Will you say God forbid? May God forbid that. If you want the owner of your life to take good care of you, you are his property, then remain his property. Don't desire to go back to your old vomit. Both young and old, we should not desire to go back to the old vomit. There will always be attractions and distractions. But it is your prerogative to determine whether you will look at those distractions and attractions or focus on Jesus, the author and the finisher of your faith. Let it be your resolute determination that this year onward, I will focus on the Lord Jesus Christ. I will focus on him. Jesus, I want to know you more. I want to get closer to you than ever. Jesus, I want to be like you. Jesus, I know I'm your property. You will take good care of me. We are often so overwhelmed and so disturbed about the cares of this life. And that's why the devil takes advantage of so many people. Undue advantage. He tries to pummel, he tries to harass, he tries to distract and attract our attention to so many things out there. But if we will make up our minds that it is Jesus and Jesus alone, it is Jesus and Jesus alone will I focus my attention on, then you'll be free and be freed indeed. For whosoever the Son of God shall set free shall be freed indeed. Are you freed indeed? And I pray that if you are free indeed, you will remain free in Jesus' name. The third thing is that Christ possesses us. Because he has pardoned our sins, forgiven us our sins, and he has purchased us. Now he has taken possession of us. We do not belong to ourselves anymore. Just as a married woman does not belong to herself again, she is now the property of the husband. You know, when we come here to bless a couple, part of the, even at the traditional level, during the engagement, they will say, who gives this lady as wife to this man? The parents will come and hold the hand of the lady. Even during the service, when we start the service, the father or the representative of the father of the bride, we hold her right from that door as we are singing the first song. We hold her hand and be, come along. I'm taking you to your husband today. That's what he's saying. And by the time they come here and the service proceeds and they exchange their pledges, we hand her over to the husband. From that day, she's no longer bearing the name of her father. She becomes the possession of the husband. So she will say, from this day, you have power. You, my husband, from today, you have power over my body. I release myself totally to you. And of course, as human beings, the husband too will pledge the same thing. And that's what Jesus is requesting us to be. Jesus is our husband. He's the bridegroom. He has done his own part by laying down his life for us. He has died. He has resurrected, showing us that we have nothing to be afraid of anymore. That he has died and resurrected. So even if this our earthly body be cast down and it dies, he says he will pick us up. Hallelujah. Do you have the hope of resurrection? How many of us have the hope of resurrection? Shout hallelujah. Shout hallelujah. Are you looking forward to the day of resurrection? Are you looking to the day when you will see Jesus face to face? Are you ready to be in the presence of your Savior and Lord? That's why John says in John, 1 John chapter 1 verse 3. Chapter 3 verse 3. He says, and let everyone who has this hope in himself purify himself, even as he is pure. So please, brother, sister, if you are still toying with sin and you hope to be resurrected and be with Jesus, you are playing a very dangerous game. A very dangerous game. A very dangerous game. It is the most dangerous game anyone could play. Whoever you are, no matter your position in life, you claim to be a Christian, but you are still toying with sin, you are playing a very, very dangerous game. Because on that day, hey, many will regret. They've been in church. They have been playing church. They have been playing hide and seek or whatever we may call it. They are pretending to be Christian, but they are not. My sheep hear my voice. My sheep hear my voice because they know my voice and they follow me. The voice of the hireling, they will not hear. Do you hear the voice of Jesus? For as many that have the Spirit of God, we hear his voice. If you are a Christian and you cannot discern between the voice of the Lord and your own voice or the voice of the devil, check your Christianity. Check your Christianity. You can't claim that you have a father and you don't know his voice. As husband and wife, how will it be that your wife is coming or is passing by? You are in the room, she is passing by the corridor, and you can't discern her footsteps when she's passing. Then there's a problem in that marriage. I always say, even if I'm deeply asleep by the grace of God, and my wife is passing by, I discern her footsteps. She doesn't have to say anything. Just by mere walking, I can pick out her footsteps. And that's what kind of thing Jesus wants us to have with him. As his passing by, as he's speaking, we should be able to discern. This is my Lord speaking. This is my Savior speaking. I must pay attention. He is my Lord and my God. Because I do not belong to myself anymore, just as a married woman does not belong to herself anymore. She has become the property of the husband. If you are born again, then you are his property and he's always willing and able to take good care of you. He is able to take care of your spirit, your soul, and your body. Oftentimes, we are much more concerned about our bodies. So Jesus Christ warned us. He said, why will you be like the unbelievers? In Matthew chapter 6, from verse 30 downwards. Worrying over what shall we eat, what shall we drink, whither shall we be clothed. He said, look at the lilies. God has clothed the lilies even more than Solomon in all his grandeur, in all his array. Yet, these lilies, they soon dry off. This is dry season. You gather those grass and burn them. All the birds that fly in the air, they never plant nor gather to burn. Yet your heavenly Father cares for them. He feeds them. Why should you be so tied down to the issues of what shall we eat, what shall we drink, or how shall we be clothed? Said, your heavenly Father knows that you have need of all this. So what should you do? Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these other things shall be added to you. My brother, my sister, focus on Jesus. Focus on him, and he will take good care of you. And I want you to listen to his declaration and the implications of this his declaration over your life. But before that, I want you to bow down your head and thank Jesus for saving you and making you your child, his child, a treasured property in his kingdom. Are you born again? Have you been saved? Have you been bought over? Thank him. Jesus, I'm grateful for saving me. You cannot thank him enough. Jesus, thank you for writing my name in your book of life. Thank you, Jesus, for loving me as a treasured child, as a treasured property in your kingdom. Make sure you are thanking him if indeed you are born again. If indeed your name is written in the book of life. The warning goes forth in Revelation 20 verse 15. He says, if anyone's name is not found written in the book of life, he is cast into the lake of fire. Oh Jesus, thank you for writing my name in your book of life. For making me a candidate of heaven. For making me a candidate of the heavenly home. Jesus, I'm grateful. Jesus, I'm grateful. Thank Jesus for setting you free indeed. Thank Jesus for setting you free indeed. Therefore, declare your total freedom from every shackle of the enemy in the name of Jesus. If you believe that you have been born again and you have been set free, this is the time to say, devil, I'm no longer in your camp. I am for Jesus. I have been set free. I'm free indeed. I'm a candidate of heaven. I'm a candidate for Jesus. Kopali grababo ston tohida. Yende kambra lagabama ston tokoko. Jesus is my Lord and my Savior. Oh, my Santa Atelia. It's him I will serve. Devil, I will not serve you. I will not serve your interest. Jesus, Jesus. Are you really acknowledging Him as the Lord over your life? God, forever you remain the same. Brethren, men and brethren, remember the case of the madman of Gadarene. When Jesus appeared at the coast of that city, this man who nobody could tame because of the legions of demons in him. As soon as he sighted Jesus Christ of Nazareth, he ran towards Jesus and bowed. He bowed on his tunic. And the demon started to speak. Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Son of the living God, have you come to torment us already? And Jesus Christ said, what is your name? So we are. My name is Legion, because we are many. Of course, they knew that their time was over in the life of that man. And they pleaded with Jesus to let them go somewhere else, that the pigs around would be a better place for them. But don't forget, demons, satanic agents, don't just go out anyhow. They are always seeking for something physical to abide in. And Jesus Christ granted them the permission. You know, until the last day, when their chief, the devil himself, will be bound, and all these demons and cast into the bottomless pit. Before then, they are still around. They are still moving. They are still possessing people and still doing all manner of evil. But for a child of God, today, by the name that is above every other name, every satanic manipulation over your life comes to an end. In the name of Jesus. And Jesus permitted them. go into those pigs. And of course, the moment they entered, you know, devil's way of doing things is violence. Immediately they entered into the pigs became mad. The madness that was on this man of gathering came upon the pigs, and they couldn't control themselves. They ran into the sea and got drowned. The thief has come to steal, to kill, and to destroy. Do you recognize those three things in the lives of those pigs? The devil went to steal those pigs from the owners. And he took them into the ocean to kill and to destroy them. That is all that the devil is working towards in the life of any person that allows him to stay. Or even if you don't allow him and you open your life now. And that's why when Jesus Christ warned. He said, when a demon is cast out from a man, the demon goes out looking for another place of abode. And if he doesn't find, he comes back to peep whether where he has been chased out is still empty. You can't claim that you are born again, that you have been set free, but you are toying with the things that meant for the devil for attraction. He will come back. That the devil will come back. Look at the life of that individual. Is it clean? It is still vacant. Ah, Jesus said he will go and get more vicious, seven more vicious demons to come with him to say, ah, come. The house where I left has been cleaned, has been garnished. Let us go back. And at the end of that man will be worse than before. That's why we keep on emphasizing the need to be absolutely sold out to Jesus. When you are born again, your life is cleaned up. The blood of Jesus Christ cleanses you. Then you have to allow the Holy Spirit to be the indwelling personality inside of you. If you do not allow the Holy Ghost to stay there, and the devil comes back to see that the place is still empty, sorry, the end of that individual will be worse than the beginning. And I pray that no one will fall into that category today in the name of Jesus. Turn with me to the book of John. John chapter 6, verses 32 to 51. John chapter 6, Then Jesus said unto them, verily, verily, I say to you, Moses gave you not that bread from heaven, but my Father giveth you the true bread from heaven. For the bread of God is he which cometh down from heaven and giveth life unto the world. Then said they unto him, Lord, evermore give us this bread. And Jesus said unto them, I am the bread of life. He that cometh to me shall never hunger, and he that believeth on me shall never thirst. But I said unto you that ye also, that which ye also have seen me, and believe not, all that the Father giveth me shall come to me, and him that cometh to me I will in no wise cast out. For I came down from heaven not to do my own will, but the will of him that sent me. And this is the Father's will which hath sent me, that of all which he had given me, I should lose nothing, but should raise it up again at the last day. And this is the will of him that sent me, that everyone which seeth the Son and believe on him may have everlasting life, and I will raise him up at the last day. The Jews then murmured at him. They murmured at him because he said, I am the bread which came down from heaven. And they said, is not this Jesus, the son of Joseph, whose father and mother we know? How is it that he said, I came down from heaven? Jesus therefore answered and said unto them, murmur not among yourselves. No man can come to me except the Father which hath sent me draw him, and I will raise him up at the last day. This is the third time he's saying, I will raise him up. I will raise him up on the last day. It is written in the prophets, and they shall be all taught of God. Every man therefore that had heard and had learned of the Father cometh to me. Not that any man had seen the Father, save he which is of God. He had seen the Father. Verily I say unto you, he that believeth on me hath everlasting life. I am that bread of life. Your father did eat manna in the wilderness and are dead. This is the bread which cometh down from heaven, that a man may eat thereof and not die. I am the living bread which came down from heaven. If any man eat of this bread, he shall live forever. And the bread that I will give is my flesh, which I will give for the life of the world. And you can read on and on. Now, in this passage, Jesus is presenting himself to us as the bread of life. Thank God we've had the Holy Communion service earlier on, and I believe you partook of it. What was going on in your mind when you were taking that communion? Some might have even taken it for granted. Jesus Christ said, as Paul reminded us in 1 Corinthians chapter 11, that any time we partake of this bread and this wine, we are calling to remembrance the death of Jesus and his resurrection. We are also saying, Lord Jesus, we identify with you, and according to your word, according to your promise, which we have just read in this chapter 6, Jesus Christ is, for the bread of God is he which cometh down from heaven and giveth life unto the world. We have received you, Lord Jesus. Or I have received you, because it's an individual matter. The Lord says, anyone that comes to him, he will in no wise cast out. In other words, the greatest miracle that can happen in the life of a person is coming to Jesus and receiving Jesus as his Lord and Savior. That is the first thing. Other things you may think of, healing, deliverance, provisions, name it, they are just addendum. They are additions. That's why some people may get the additions and not get the substance. It is possible for somebody to be healed. And when you go through the scripture, the synoptic gospel, you find that virtually all the people Jesus Christ healed, they were unbelievers. They were people who didn't believe in him before that time. They were just desperate for healing. The man at the pool of Bethesda didn't know Jesus. Jesus just came to him out of the multitude. Said, will you want to be healed? The man started telling stories about his predicament and his limitation about getting into the pool. Jesus asked him the second time, will you want to be healed? Say yes. Okay, carry your bed and go. And he took up his bed and went. He became whole. And then, later, Jesus Christ saw him in the temple and warned him. Said, now that you have been healed, sin no more. Sin kills, and it robs one of one's blessing. It will take away from you the blessing that you may receive from God. If you think that, yes, you can just come to church, they will pray for you, and this problem will go. Yes, it is possible for you to be attended to by heaven and you receive certain blessings. But if you continue in the way of sin and you take God for granted, I'm sorry for you. That issue will come back. Jesus warned, you have been healed. You have been delivered. Sin no more. Sin no more. Don't take God for granted. The other thing here is that he has declared himself as the bread of life, the one that gives eternal life, the one who assures us of resurrection after now. None of us created himself or ourselves. We all found ourselves here as our faces are different. So our parents are different and so on and so forth. In the world, we have well over 8 billion people. Yet, there are no two individuals that are exactly the same. Even when you are identical twins, there are still differences between you. God knows you. You can't hide from him. He created you. Why are you taking him for granted? Jesus said, I am the bread of life. Anyone that eats of me, he that cometh to me, he shall never hunger again. He that believe on me shall never thirst again. In other words, it is in Christ you find satisfaction. Full satisfaction. Whatever be your hunger, it is in Christ you will be satisfied. Whatever be your thirst, it is in him you will be satisfied. Let him be your Lord and Savior indeed. Don't let him just be your Savior. Let him be your Lord. The one who has the control over your life. Jesus Christ declared his sonship. He declared in Mark chapter 14, 61, 62. Mark 14, 61, 62. He said, but he held his peace and answered nothing again. Again, the high priest asked him and said unto him, art thou the Christ, the Son of the Blessed? And Jesus said, I am. And ye shall see the Son of Man sitting on the right hand of power and coming in the clouds of heaven. He declared at this point two basic things. That I am the Son of the living God, and also I am the Son of Man. Nobody else had ever declared such a thing. No, nobody. Check through history. Every other person had been a mere man. But Jesus is both God and man. And what does that imply? It implies that you should put your trust in him. And he gives us the assurance that he will always answer us. He will always answer to our heart cry. I'm sure you are in church today. One of the things you desire from him is that he will answer you over one need or the other of your life. Is that so? Yes, because everyone has one need or the other. In Matthew chapter 18, verses 18 and to 20. Matthew 18, 18 to 20. Verily, verily, I say unto you, whatsoever ye shall bind on earth shall be bound in heaven, and whatsoever ye shall loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. Again, I say unto you that if two of you shall agree on earth, as touching anything that they shall ask, it shall be done for them of my Father which is in heaven. For where two or three are gathered together in my name, there I am in the midst of them. I can therefore assure you that Jesus Christ is here. Because our gathering is unto him. Not unto any man. Not unto denomination. Not unto any human imagination, but to Christ, the owner of his church. And he says, wherever two or three are gathered, that is church. I'm here. And he assures us that whatever prayer we pray here today, he will answer. So in John chapter 14, verse 14, he said, whatever you ask in my name, John 14, 14, I will do it. What is your need this morning? Do you have faith? Do you believe that whatever you have brought to him today, he will attend to it? He is the one that has assured us of answer to our prayers. And I pray that you will receive answer to your prayer. Because the only thing that can hinder your prayer from being answered today is unbelief. Faithlessness. Will he do it? Will he not do it? I've been here several times. I've asked this. I've done this. I have done. He sees your heart. But he will have mercy on you today. In the name of Jesus Christ. And I want you to lift up your heart to God now. I want you to pray. Jesus, I believe your word. I believe your word. I believe your word. This is you speaking to me that whatsoever I shall bind on earth shall be bound in heaven. Whatsoever I loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. Therefore, anything that is not godly in my life, anything that is not of God in my life, anything the devil has put upon my life, I reject them, I bind them, and I cast them away from my life today. Declare your stand. Declare your stand. If you keep quiet, those things will stay with you. If you keep silent, they will remain with you. I want you to be violent in your spirit against those workings of the devil. Be they sickness, diseases, name them. Jesus is here. He has promised us where we are. We are more than two. We are more than three. He is here. Says with whatever we ask in his name, he will do it. Yes, Lord. This is our heart cry. In the name of Jesus. We receive answers to our prayers. Ye kapa santa kaya la ra la kapa shita mama santa ka. Yes, Lord, you are the prayer answering God. Remember, he said to us at the beginning of this service, he said, this is the month of remembrance. Yes, you have been calling upon him before now. And the Lord is saying, this month is the month I'm remembering you specially. Your case will not be impossible case. With God, all things are possible. Ama Santa Kaya Lada Yala de Yadia. Isse de Karari Andelia. Ask Jesus, I have come to be satisfied in you. Satisfy my hunger. Tell him that which is your hunger. What is your hunger? What is your thirst? He says, anyone that comes to him and take of this bread shall not hunger again. What are you hungry for? Tell him. What are you thirsty for? Tell him. Tell him. Today is a special day of the manifestation of the power of God in a unique way. Tell him, you will have testimony. Yes, you will testify of the faithfulness of God. I receive the bread of life. I receive eternal life. I receive the promises you have made to me into manifestation. What has the Lord promised you? What are you believing God for? That he has promised you and said, my daughter, I will do it. My son, I will bring it to pass. This is the month of remembrance. Remembrance. It is time to favor you. It is time. The set time is now. Oh, you are part of Zion. He will indeed remember you. King of glory. This is our prayer, Lord. This is our prayer. We present before you, Lord, our hunger, our thirst. You are the bread of life. You are the water of life. Yekapayalan ragabastun toko prayarande. Yeneki bostun toyela. Ele mama santa kayarande. Ikapa santa yedelia kradari. Ikapayandaya. That's why he said in John chapter 7, verse 37, in that last day, that great day of the feast, Jesus stood and cried out, if any man thirst, let him come unto me and drink. He that believeth on me, as the scripture hath said, out of his belly shall flow rivers of living water. Rivers of living water. What is your thirst? What are you thirsty for? If any man is thirsty, let him come to me, Jesus said. Come to Jesus today with your thirst. Come to him with your hunger. He that believeth on me, as the scripture has said, out of his belly shall flow rivers of living water. Place your hand upon your belly, and as many of us that can pray in the spirit, begin to pray in the spirit. Yes, Lord, according to your word, according to your promise, let rivers of living water begin to flow as never before, out of my belly, unto eternal life. Isapaya la de kikedia kapasantaya. Jenengre gelebo koston to kopra indelia. Jenengre de la pasanta kaya la dika fushtama santa kaya. This is my portion. This is my portion. Yela kapa la brale credilemo. Shene kapa yalan ragalabu stemo stuntuko. Le gramango stuntuko praingele kentelia. Jendele keketia basanta yalade. Le kapa shenteleria masante. We receive bread of life, Jesus. We receive water of life, Jesus. Ye kapa santaka. So that we will not hunger anymore. We will not thirst anymore. Jesus is our satisfaction. Jesus is my satisfaction. Jesus is my satisfaction. It is in him I have my satisfaction met. Ikapala raga mama sotokoko. My hunger, my thirst are settled in Jesus. Thank you, Jehovah. In Jesus' name we pray. In the name of Jesus Christ we have prayed. In chapter 9 of John. John chapter 9. From verses 4 to 5. Jesus said, I must work the works of him that sent me while it is day. The night cometh when no man can walk. As long as I am in the world, I am the light of the world. Jesus is the light that has come to shine and light the path of every man that comes into the world. And as many as received him, John chapter 1 verse 12, as many as received him, he gives the power to become sons of God. Are you born again? This is the time to say, Jesus, you are my light. Lighten my path. Lighten my path. Pray for yourself that you will not walk in darkness. Are you at a crossroad at this point of your life? And you are saying, should I go to the left? Should I go to the right? You are at the point of making some crucial decision. Yes. Let there be light. Let there be light. Let there be light. That you may see clearly where the Lord is leading you. For he knows the way through the wilderness of life. He will take you to where he has ordained for you. Receive light in the name of Jesus. Receive light. Light. Let every darkness flee away. Light. Jesus. Light the pathway of your people. Shalom pralekate de kentelia ralad. Ekele mama suntoko prayana ntelia. Ikapa santa kayalane.
and the Santa Kayala di e Santa Kayala na uma Santa Kayala kikikikiki la kra ele ki musonto ko prayana te hiba e Jehovah King of Glory masuko prayene deli e sentele ki mas Santa ya e kapaya langra di ke tigama e kapa Santa Kayala ri raba kasonto ko ko pande o mas Santa kikelia Andele kentelia ralaba mama sempa pama ina sente kikikene kipayalante ikindele masanta kikikikikedia rapakushti momosunto ko praendere isingelere antatike kromo momosunto ko hom iki momosunto ko ya receive light, we receive light, we receive light, we receive light. No more darkness. No more walking in unbelief. No more walking in doubt. No more walking in darkness. We receive light, light, light to lighten our path in the name of Jesus. So shall it be in Jesus' name. In that same chapter 9 of John, the Pharisees brought the man that was born blind and was made whole. And they asked his parents, who was responsible for giving this man back his sight. And those ones also played diplomacy. Now later on, this man was seen in the temple in verse 35 to 38. Then Jesus heard that they had cast him out. And when he had found him, he said unto him, dost thou believe on the Son of God? He answered and said, who is he, Lord, that I might believe on him? So he didn't even know who Jesus was as at that time. And peradventure you are here this morning, you don't know this Jesus we have been talking about all this while. Look at the response of the man. He said, who is he, Lord, that I may believe on him? And Jesus said unto him, thou hast both seen and it is he that talketh with you. And he said, Lord, I believe. And he worshipped him. He worshipped Jesus. He worshipped Jesus. Are you ready to worship Jesus today? Are you ready to lay down your life before him and say, Jesus, it's you I will serve? And Jesus said, verse 39. And Jesus said, for judgment I am come into this world, that they which see not might see, and that they which see might be made blind. It talks of humility now. You will pray for yourself. Lord, I humble myself before you, that I may see what you want me to see, that I may not be blind to the things you want me to see. Pray for yourself. Has it never happened to you? You hold a key or something in your hand. It's in your hand and yet you are looking for it. You can be physically be seen, but you are blind. So if it happens in the physical, how much more in the spiritual? Tell Jesus, Jesus, please open my eyes of understanding, that from today, as you have declared yourself this only begotten Son of God, I believe on you. Open my eyes that I may see. The Pharisees thought that they knew it all, that they are the ones who knew the scripture. But Jesus Christ said, they claim that they can see, but they are blind. But you are saying, Lord, I don't know anything. I want to know. I want to know the way of your glory. I want to know the way of your path. I want to know you. I want to know you, Lord. And Jesus is saying, follow me. Follow me. Jesus, I want to follow you. Oh, ma shekelia, rada kikikelia, lekapa santaya. So let it be in the name of Jesus. So let it be in the name of Jesus. In chapter 10 of that same John, verses 7 to 14,
Jesus Christ called himself the door. Chapter 8. Chapter 10. 7 to 14. John chapter 10. 7 to 14. Then said Jesus unto them again, verily, verily, I say unto you. When you see the word, verily, verily, Jesus is saying emphatically, without mincing words, this is the true state of things. I am the door of the sheep. All that ever came before me are thieves and robbers, but the sheep did not hear them. I am the door. By me, if any man enters, he shall be saved, and shall go in and out and find pasture. The thief comes not but to steal and to kill and to destroy. I am come that they might have life and that they may have it more abundantly. I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd giveth his life for the sheep. But he that is an hireling and not the shepherd, whose own the sheep are not, seeth the wolf coming, and leaveth the sheep, and fleeth, and the wolf catcheth them, and scattereth the sheep. The hireling fleeth, because he is an hireling, and careth not for the sheep. I am the good shepherd, and know my sheep, and am known of mine. Does Jesus know you as his? This is the time to pray for yourself again. You will pray, Lord, I come through you into eternal life. I come through you. You are the door to the eternal life. You are the door to safety. And it's impressed in my heart now that there are some of us here. You are always afraid. You are always fearful. This is the time to say, no more. I bind the spirit of fear. I cast out the spirit of fear. Every little thing you are afraid. But Jesus Christ says, come. Come into safety. Come into protection. I come into you, dear Lord Jesus. Oh, yes, I come into you. You are my safety. You are my protection. He says, I am the good shepherd. I am the good shepherd. Yes, I want to lead you into safety, into green pasture. Psalms 23, verses 1 to 6. Tells us of the good shepherd. Yes, the psalmist said, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. Is the Lord your shepherd? Is Jesus your shepherd? Is Jesus your shepherd? Oh, my shepherd. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of my enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil. My cup runneth over. Surely, surely, goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. I will be his possession forever. I will be in the presence of the Lord my God forever. Yes, this is my assurance. This is my declaration that the Lord is my shepherd. Jesus is my shepherd. The Lord Jesus Christ says, he will lead us out and lead us in. We will find pasture. We will be taken care of. Are you afraid? Are you anxious of how your tomorrow will be? Jesus is saying, I am your shepherd. I am your shepherd. Will you acknowledge him as your shepherd? Play down that anxiety. Cast it down. Every anxiety, every worry, every fear, every trepidation, every doubt about what tomorrow will be. Where of your future, you are wondering, how will it be? Today, recognize him as the door. The door to eternal life. The door to bliss. The door to satisfaction. The door to your future. This good shepherd, he will guide you. He says, you will hear his voice, and you will recognize his voice, and you will hearken to his voice. Mass. Pray for yourself. Jesus, you are my shepherd. I submit myself to you. Luko prana. You are the good shepherd. Lekapayala dali kapa santa kakakakakakadia. Rabakoshte mosuntoko payantelia. Ye kapran lende kiposuntoko payende. Leka de kelemo mosuntoko payende. Ye kekelemama santa kai. Ye kekema santa yederi. Leka payanandari. Ye kapa shanta ma santa kayali. Lede kapa santa kakatalia. Ye kapayala. In Jesus' name we have prayed. In chapter 13, verse 13, Jesus Christ said, you call me teacher and Lord, and ye say well, for so I am. He's our teacher. He's our Lord. So you will pray. Be my teacher indeed. There are so many things you don't know about life. But he is the teacher. And you, as you are saying, Jesus, I want to learn at your feet. I want to hear you teach me. Please teach me. Cause me to hear your voice. May I not be dull of hearing. May my ears not be blocked. May my spiritual ears not be blocked. You are my Lord. Cause me to recognize your voice. Cause me to know you. Pray for yourself again. Teacher. My teacher, you are. Ye kapaya la regedi gerebo suntoko. Yes, Lord. Have your way in my life. I want to go by your teachings. I want to go by your bidding. I want to obey you, Lord. I want to do your will. Oh, mashekete li prana krakatelia. A good student obeys the instructions of the teacher. Ye kapaya. I will obey you, Lord. As you lead me, as you teach me, as you guide me, as you direct me, I will obey you, Lord. Ingala balande le kinketira. Isa dayala di keke kelemo. Ruboshte ma santa kayala ne. Yekama santa kayala di. Yekapaya ne. Yedaman santa. So shall it be in the name of Jesus Christ. In chapter 14, verse 6, is a scripture we know very well. Thomas said to Jesus, show us the Father, and we will believe. And Jesus said to him, have you been with me all this while, and yet you don't know the Father? He who has seen me has seen the Father. For I am the way, the truth, and the life. You are seeking for a way out of a situation? Call on Jesus. Are you seeking for the truth? He is the truth. Are you seeking for abundant life? He is the abundant life. You will still pray for yourself. Lord Jesus, I acknowledge you as the way. And I'm following you from this day onward. You are the way to eternal life. You are the truth. I believe you. Declare your faith in him. The life. The life, the abundant life. I receive the abundant life. Jesus, the way, the truth, and life. I receive. I receive. I receive. I receive you, Lord Jesus. O mangradele kete libra ninkredi labastanta ya. Zinteli graman kutu astanta ke. Masanta kiga ushnemo. Ingaraba santa ya ladi. Lady basanta kalia rabashtemo. Ru ushtemo sunto kopaya. In Jesus' name we have prayed. In chapter 15, still of John, we see the revelation Jesus Christ gives about himself again. He started by saying, I am the true vine, and my Father is the husbandman. In verse 5, he then said, I am the vine, Ye are the branches. He that abideth in me, and I in him, the same bringeth forth much fruit. For without me, ye can do nothing. This is a statement of fact. Without me, you can do nothing. If you do not stay with me to take nourishment from me, you can do nothing. In that, it means that you will just be frustrated in life. Are you here this morning? I can sense there are some few individuals here this morning. You are living a life of frustration. But Jesus is saying, I am the true vine. You are the branches. If you stay with me, then you will derive nourishment from me. And it will be well with you. For it is then you will bear much fruit. For without me, you can do nothing. Tell him of your dependence upon him. Jesus, I draw nourishment from you from today onward, as never before. Jesus, it's in you I seek for satisfaction. Every frustration I reject. Are you frustrated in life? Are you getting tired of life? Is the devil even taunting your life and saying, your life doesn't mean anything. You are good for nothing. Just go and end your life. The devil is showing you something that does not concern you or should not concern you. Is the devil telling you you are a failure already? Is the devil saying you are good for nothing? This is the time to turn and say, Jesus, I am for you. I stay engrafted. I stay engrafted. I stay engrafted to you, Jesus. I am a branch in you, Lord Jesus. Ah, nothing shall cut me away from you. Declare your stand. Nothing shall cut me away from Jesus. Nothing in this whole wide world, oh, will cut me away from you. Paul said, what shall separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus? Is it tribulation? Is it trial? Is it lack? Is it anything? He said, and we know, nothing shall be able to separate us from the love of God that is in Christ. Not even death, not threat of death will separate us from the love of God. Yes, we are engrafted. I stay engrafted. I stay glued to Jesus. Hey, pray for yourself. Jesus, oh, my Santa Ka. Who is he that condemneth? It is Christ that died. Yea, rather that is risen again. Who is even at the right hand of God? Who makes intercession for us? Acknowledge his intercession over your life. Every condemnation the devil tries to bring to you, lay them at his feet. I said, Jesus, you are my justifier. You are my justifier. I bring every condemnation the devil and his agents have been bringing against me before you. Jesus, you are my justifier. I stand justified in your presence. Jesus, I kapaya la deke di and sante ki krade. E kapra lande. I ki mas santa kayela di. Pray for yourself. Lika poshte mo suku prayandele. Eki basanta kekelia. Lika poshte. Lord Jesus, you are my justifier. Eki momo santo. That is why he is able also to save them to the eternal, to the uttermost. Those that come unto God by him, seeing he ever liveth to make intercession for them. That is in Hebrews 7:25. Wherefore he is able also to save them to the uttermost that come unto God by him, seeing he ever liveth to make intercession for them. Jesus, thank you, for you are my intercessor. Jesus, thank you, for you are my intercessor. Lord Jesus, I thank you. Ah, Therefore, you will at this point declare, I want you to be violent in your spirit right now. I declare it. Let every dead thing that is supposed to be alive and active in my life come alive now in the name of Jesus. Let every dead thing that is supposed to be alive and active in my life come alive now in the name of Jesus. Call the name of the Lord Jesus Christ over those areas of your life that are supposed to be active and alive, but are dead. They are no more active. Is it your brain? It's as if you have now become a dunce. No, said my brain, come alive. Come alive. Is it your sight? Come alive. My sight, come alive. In the name of Jesus. Call the name of Jesus. Call the name of Jesus upon those things. Hey, is it your limbs? Call the name of Jesus. Touch your limbs and say, you limb, come alive. Come alive. Come alive. Come alive. In the name of Jesus. Shapalia. Ragade kilimo. Masataye kelebomo sonto koprale. Ragabama santa kike delebo sonto koya. Let there be life. Let there be life. Jesus is my life. Yikapaya landi. From my head to my toe. Let there be life. Let there be life. Abundant life. Yikeblu kopralingre de kapushama. I reject sickness. I reject disease. Everything contrary to my life, I reject them. In the name of Jesus. This is the time to reject every negative thing in your life, in your dream life. Have you been threatened in your dream life? This is the time to reject them. Those dreams, I cancel them by the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Who is he that speaketh and is coming to pass when the Lord has not ordained? Every pronouncement of evil that have been working against my life, today they come to an end in the name of Jesus. For a causeless cause shall not stand. My life, my body is the temple of the living God. Nothing defiling shall have a place in my life. Shaka push them. Lekiti bama santa kayalande. E kapaya la ra 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 ra. Masanta. In Jesus' name we pray. You will declare again. I declare that Jesus Christ is Lord over every aspect of my life. Declare that Jesus Christ is Lord over every aspect of your life. Every contrariness, I reject you in Jesus' name. Jesus Christ is Lord over my spirit, over my soul, over my body, over my affairs. Jesus Christ is Lord. He has authority and power over my life. To him I submit myself. Yes, absolutely, 100%, Jesus is Lord over my life. He kapaya la ra 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 ra. Shede mon son toko paria ragania capasoni, le capaya landelia, e centelia ragaba mama santa cayaladi, e santa yele rekem poste mon son toko, angra dali kendia casanta, an shadalia, ma santa ya, e garagara canteki gamasun toko prayenani. Jesus is Lord over every aspect of my life. I insist. He is the Lord over every aspect of my life. Therefore, every contrariness, I reject you in the name of Jesus. Everything that is contrary to well-being in my life, I reject you. Thank you, Father. Masataya. In Jesus' name we are praying. Lastly, you will pray. I receive by faith the fulfillment. Can you say it? I receive by faith the fulfillment of all that are mine in Christ Jesus. Declare that. I receive by faith all that are mine in Christ Jesus. I receive by faith all that are mine in Christ Jesus. Spirit, soul, and body. All that have been freely given concerning my life, I receive them. Let them begin to be made manifest. Let them come to manifestation. All that the Lord has ordained for me, they are mine. I receive them by faith. Let them come to manifestation. Rebuke the devil. Take off your hands from my blessing. Devil, take off your hands from my blessing. Devil, take off your hands from my blessing. Jesus has given me blessing. No longer will you hold back my blessing. Devil, my blessings are sealed now with the blood of Jesus. Wrapped by the name of the Lord Jesus, my blessings are complete and intact by the name of Jesus. My blessings are complete and intact, sealed and delivered by the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. I receive the full manifestation. Full manifestation of all that are mine in Christ Jesus. Shapayara. Not half measure. Not a fraction. But the whole that are mine. I receive by the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Oma Santa Kayala. Raga gaga gaga gaga. Sheremosunto koprayala de ke. Le grama ka santa kakatilema. Le kamasa. Begin to thank Jesus. Thank Him. Thank Him for the answered prayers. Thank Him for you begin to see the full manifestation of His blessing over your life. I thank you, Jesus. I thank you, Jesus. I thank you, Jesus. I thank you, thank you for you are all in all to me. Ye kapaya lala. I love that man of Galilee. For he has done so very much for me. And sing and express your love for Jesus.
I love the man.
Oh yes,
of Galilee.
Of
Galilee. Oh, he has done so
very much for me.
He has forgiven me all my sins and sent the Holy Ghost.
Christ Jesus. We want to thank you, O Lord, our Father, for your word that has come to us expressed today to remind us of the depth of your love and your miraculous way of working. We thank you for what Jesus has come to do for us, to redeem us from our sins, to restore us to yourself. We are grateful, O Lord God, because Jesus Christ has come to purchase us from the slave market, and he has done everything to make sure that we have right standing with the Father. Therefore, Lord, this afternoon, we ask in the name of Jesus Christ that every work that the Lord Jesus Christ has done for us for our salvation, we pray none of such shall be in vain in the name of Jesus Christ. He has come to set us free. He has come to forgive our sins, because where there is no sins, where iniquities don't abide, then the grace of God will see us through. We pray that we could not continue to abide in sin because Jesus has helped us. Thank you, ever faithful God, as we depend on the Holy Spirit to give us strength in the inner man to live this life in consciousness that we will continue to be righteous. We do things that are right in your sight in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, we thank you for your grace upon our lives, and we pray, Lord, that you will help us not to take your grace upon us for granted in the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, ever faithful God, because Jesus Christ has told us that we should ask and that we should decree a thing that shall be established. So this day, Lord, we decree, we ask, O Lord God, that every bondage, every frustration, everything your people have been through, we ask, O Lord God, because of Jesus, because of all his sacrifices, and because of his resurrection, and because of his coming again, Lord, we ask that shall be deliverance. Let your people be set free in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, we commit everyone to your hands, O Lord God, from this moment. Let your beauty be seen in us in the name of Jesus. Let the heart of Christ be in us, that every of our thoughts will be righteous. We bless and exalt you, eternal Father. We give you glory, that we will not be forgetful ears, deceiving themselves. But Lord, we will be doers of your word. Be thou exalted, eternal Father. Thank you for your servant whom you have used graciously to bless us, to remind us of your wonderful dealings with us. We ask that you will replenish your anointing upon him, and you will give him greater anointing afresh in the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, ever faithful God. We bless your holy name. In Jesus' name we have prayed. Our God and our Father.